This is Stateside. I'm Emily Fox. Olivia Mainville is from Holland, Michigan, and she's releasing her first full-length album on Thursday. Mainville describes her music as gypsy swing folk. Her playful voice has hints of a young Alanis Morissette.
What's it if I do if my thoughts just consist of you?
And sometimes Regina Spektor. Mainville is 19 years old and has already spent a lot of time touring and playing music. She's had more time on her hands than most teenagers. When she was in ninth grade, she decided to leave high school and become homeschooled so she could focus on her music.
So I went home, I made a little classroom in my basement, and I studied, which took up a lot less time than it usually takes at a normal public school. So I'd study for like 4 hours, and then I'd do music for the rest of the day.
On Mainville's latest album, most of the songs are about boys.
I wanna see the guy that I saw a couple weeks ago.
And her parents.
I know I have a lot of qualities. Ma, she says I'm special, I don't need all of these.
But the title track on the album, Maybe the Saddest Thing, was inspired by a book of poetry.
By Marcus Wicker from Ann Arbor. And, basically, I just picked out all my favorite lines and I kind of put them together.
Meryl Streep, movies, porcelain roosters, daisies, cooking dinner, logically in favor of a daily bike ride to my body jumps, finding grids and scatter plots. Every road I choose to walk are filled with carnival roadblocks.
Her song I Need Time features a special musical guest.
The guitar player is Jerry Leonard, who is also David Bowie's guitarist and band director.
Mainville casually chatted with him after seeing him play a few times in Michigan. When she was wrapping up recording for this album, her dad proposed an idea.
My dad was like, hey, we should get Jerry Leonard on a song. And I was like, whoa, that's a great idea.
So in 2 days, Mainville wrote the song, recorded it, and then asked if Jerry Leonard would play guitar on the track, and he agreed.
That's what he did. He recorded a lot of amazing guitar tracks on there.
She's right.
Mainville's album can be found on iTunes, Spotify, and Bandcamp, among other places. She'll be performing in Traverse City Saturday and in Petoskey later this month. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.